You want to put this on or you want to, okay. All right. We'll get you up our clothes.
Hi. I just had a scare of my life. I knew I was up next and I couldn't find my notes. I can't even remember my name without notes. I do work in Querétaro. My main ministry is with the children, but I do try to have Bible studies with the sisters or with women. That hasn't been too fruitful. And well, I say my main ministry is the children. Really, it's door knocking and track passing and talking to the people who will talk to me, you know. But the clubs are going pretty well. Few children, but they are learning the word. And several have made professions of faith. There's not too much growth, but little by little. and they, I would like to take this opportunity to thank every one of you for your prayers, your financial support, and also your ministry to us while we're up here. It's just a real blessing, and I know that you're very generous, and I appreciate it very much. You know, I really like these meetings a lot. They help me refocus on the purpose of my life. You know, when I was saved in 1982, the Lord gave me a reason to live. Before then, you know, I was very depressed, suicidal, and all that stuff. And I really, I mean, there was no reason to live. You know, I really had no reason. And after He saved me, I had a reason. It was to tell others about the Lord Jesus and His death and resurrection. And I'm just so pleased with the Lord. At that time, I promised the Lord that now that I had the reason, that my life was His. He saved me from myself. He saved me from my sin. And my goal is to tell others of this wonderful news. If we can look in Acts 26, starting at 14, Paul is talking to Agrippa, King Agrippa, and he's talking about the vision that he had. And if we could read it so that you'll know what I'm trying to refer to. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judea, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God and do works meet for repentance. But for me, it's a real blessing that, number one, Paul had a vision. And I'm just so grateful that Paul was faithful to that vision.
Amen.
He was faithful. He completed. And I want to refocus on my vision, which is the brethren in Mexico, the brethren here in the States, to refocus and to be faithful to this vision. In Proverbs 29:18 says, it says, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The part I wanted to look at is where there is no vision, the people perish. That's so true. That if we don't see the need, if we don't see the situation, the people are going to perish. They're dying every day and going to hell. And they think they're okay. That's the sad part. They think they're okay. They don't see the vision. They don't see the vision. We don't see the vision as a propelling need to go and tell. And I would like to take this time to encourage women, teens, and children to catch the vision. You know, to catch it. You all can be doing something. You know, the mission conferences so often focus on the man. You know these men. And the men, you know, going out to the mission field, you know, and almost always we think about the foreign mission field and the man and his family and, you know, them going out. And the women tend to think my husband's a missionary. The kids, what, you know, my dad's a missionary. But you know what? You all are.
Amen.
You all are right. Too. Everyone. And you need to be an active part in winning souls. There are lost souls in your family. There are lost souls in your neighborhood, in your school, in your work, in Sunday school, and just the general town. There's lost souls, and you are the one that can be active in this to win these souls, and that you are a missionary. And it doesn't have to be overseas, and even if you are, you know, overseas, that's the mission field. You know, your family is the mission field. Your friends are the mission. I know that when I'm talking to people after the guys preaching it, I try to talk to some of the people too, and they say, how can you love these people and telling them all this? You know, we should respect religion and each other. And I says, how can you say you love your brethren and you let them go to hell? You know, I mean, since I do want to show Christ's love for you, that's why we have to be hard to show you that you're not on your way to heaven. You're not on your way to heaven. And there's only one way, and that's Christ. He died on the cross for you, you know, and that's what we're trying to say. Okay, maybe we say things in ways that we don't have to, you know. Maybe we're offending you. I'm sorry we're offending you if it's our way. But you know what? You're on your way to heaven, and you need Christ. I need to respect that you have the right to choose what you're going to believe, but you need to have the information first so that you can choose. Amen. And so that's why we try to get your attention so that you can make a decision based on the Word of God. Lots of times, you know, we sing songs just repeating the words. You know, I was looking through the songbook, and some of these messages, I mean, they're really something. They really touch your heart, you know, and they're so true. I'd like us to look at number 65, some of these words. Women, teens, children, let's look at these words too. In the harvest field now ripened, there's a work for all to do. Hark, the voice of God is calling to the harvest, calling you. Amen. Little is much when God is in it. Labor not for wealth or fame. There's a crown and you can win it.
Amen.
If you go in Jesus' name. He's calling you, mother. He's calling you, child. He's calling you, single, teen. You know, he's calling you to the harvest field. And they may be your friends. You can be an instrument used of God to win them to him. You know, souls are the crown of rejoicing, according to 1 Thessalonians 2:19. Let's take a look. That's the crown, you know. It says, there's a crown and you can win it. Let's see in 1 Thessalonians. The Spanish still gets me all mixed up, you know. But that's okay. In Spanish, I said in English, so. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Those are our crowns, the souls that we win, the people that we talk to. And you know what? We might not even know. It's really hard sometimes working with children too, you know. I do my best with the gospel, making it simple, but not pushing decisions, and I know it would be easy to get words out of the kids, but that's not the point. I don't want them to think that they're saved if they're not, you know. I don't want them to have that security if they have no reason to have it, you know. If they're on their way to hell, I want them to know that they're on their way to hell. And to be able to come to terms with the fact that Jesus died for them, you know. But on the other hand, when they're saved, they're saved. And it doesn't matter if I believe that they're saved or if anybody else believes that they're saved. If they've trusted the Lord Jesus, they're saved. And I rejoice in that, because with children, you know, well, actually with anybody, but especially with children, you know, we never know where they really are, you know, or if they're just repeating words, or if they're just trying to make us happy, or trying to please us. And so I rejoice in knowing that God knows all, and he knows the heart. And if those children are saved, when they die, they're going to heaven.
Amen.
You know, and it doesn't matter if I believe they're saved or not, you know. And they're my crown of rejoicing.
Amen.
They will be, even if I don't see anything now and I get all discouraged and everything, because, oh man, I mean, all this, I mean, 14 years on the field, and I can count on one hand, you know, how many kids have made professions of faith. And That doesn't mean that it's all that are saved. And that doesn't mean that it's all the people that are saved. You know, these people that make professions of faith, the adults and all that are in downtown or that we're passing tracks to and that, they may be going someplace else. They may have the Lord dealing with them. I kept my track 2 years before I came here, you know, and finally made things firm. So, I mean, I want these people to take the track and say, oh, wow, thank her. God, give this to me. Oh, great news, you know. I didn't do that, you know. And now, well, now I'm reaping it, you know. Now they don't even open up their doors, and I remember not opening up my door either, you know. But the Lord knows. The Lord knows, and all this is in His eyes. And Proverbs 11:30 says, he that winneth souls is wise. Amen. You know what? I don't have a problem. The guys never tell me I'm wise, you know? They never say. They never think that I'm wise. And I try to show them, you know, how wise I am. And, of course, it just shows them more that I'm not, you know? And so, it's, I mean, that's a problem. But you know what? I want the Lord to consider me wise.
Amen.
And according to this, he says, he that winneth souls is wise. So at least I'm in the right word. Now we'll see. we'll see if souls are saved, but that's not my job either. If anybody is saved by me, well then they're just as much in their condition of sin and prison and captive as they were before I even talked to them. You know, they need to be saved by the Lord Jesus. And I praise the Lord that He knows the heart and they're my crown. Crowns that I don't even know yet, but we'll be rejoicing up in
there. Special music, and I have Brother Mike Jackson from San Luis Potosí, Mexico, come bring our message.
Let's read a verse before we start. It's in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. It says, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. In 2 Corinthians 4:14, knowing that He which raiseth the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us